Sandy Jacobs is the Vice President of the National Council on Teacher Quality. Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being on the program. What do you do at the National Council on Teacher Quality?
Well, we are a research and policy group. Most of us there, including myself, are former teachers, and we focus on the issues, state policy, local policy, teachers' unions, education schools, and alternate route programs that we think can advance the teaching profession.
Well, there has been a firestorm regarding teachers, how they do what they do, what their compensation is. Do you find these same kind of challenges throughout the United States?
Yeah, it's really been an interesting 18 months, the last year and a half or so. There's really been a great amount of activity, pretty much started by the federal Race to the Top grant competition, got states thinking about these issues. But the momentum has continued, like it did in Michigan, into this legislative session, into 2011, when there wasn't federal money at stake.
And the National Council on Teacher Quality advocates measuring students' improvement based on their individual circumstances. Interesting. Elaborate, please.
Well, what we say is that evidence of student learning has been missing from teacher evaluations. We have used a very simplistic, basically a simple observation approach to evaluating teachers throughout the country. And what it's shown is, you know, we see that 98-99% of teachers get the exact same rating from these evaluation systems, and the measures we have of teacher performance don't track with the measures we have of student performance. And while we're certainly not saying that any teacher should ever be evaluated based on a single measure, on a single standardized test, whether or not students are learning should be a very significant part of teachers' evaluations.
I come from a single-parent home, so the teachers were a huge part of me growing up. And when I didn't get grades, I had a football coach and I had a government teacher who got in my backside almost literally to make sure I was doing what I needed to be doing academically. In regards to how things were done back in the day, say 20, 30 years ago, how are teachers dealing with the many challenges they had outside of just teaching children?
Well, you know, there's not a doubt that those issues are real and that teachers carry more weight and more load than ever, both inside and outside the classroom. And what we ask teachers to do has become ever more complicated. It certainly doesn't get easier. You know, when we talk about teacher evaluation, I think people's minds automatically go to this is about weeding out the bad teachers, and there's certainly an element of that to it, but efforts to improve teacher evaluation are equally, if not more so, about identifying the very best teachers, you know, the kind of teachers you're talking about, not just who get the job done in the classroom, but who do go the extra mile for kids, and we need evaluation systems, and then compensation systems that really reward those teachers.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Sandy Jacobs, who's the Vice President of the National Council on Teacher Quality. Sandy, what is a fair way to evaluate the effectiveness of teachers?
Well, as I was saying, you know, when you look at student growth, we are getting more sophisticated in the metrics that we can use to measure where kids started and where they wound up against where we would have expected them to. And so that's how all those outside factors get accounted for. You know, we know kids in certain classes in certain schools have more strikes against them, you know, each and every day than other kids, and makes the teacher's job that much harder. So without saying we're going to set a lower bar for those kids because we want all kids to achieve to very high standards, we can develop what's called value-added modeling that lets us look at particular kids and where they would be expected to get and whether or not they got there, so what the teacher actually contributed to that kid's student learning. And again, not saying that would be the only piece of the teacher evaluation, but that would be a very significant piece.
Sandy, I wanted to ask you, when we talk about teachers and test scores, I know that there's different reasons for different scores. In the outlying areas here in Lansing, the schools did very well in the test scores. The Lansing City schools did very poorly. If you could, who's responsible for that failure? Or is there a percentage that administration, the teachers, the parents failed?
Yeah, well, you know, of course, there's no simple answer. That's the question that, bedevils education throughout the country. Why do some districts succeed and others have such a tough time? And certainly issues outside the school are important factors. Research tells us that of the issues inside the school, nothing is more important than the quality of the teacher and whether or not kids have high-performing teachers over a series of years and whether or not they have low-performing teachers over that period of time can really develop quite an achievement gap. But again, you know, that's not to say that teachers, you know, bear the only responsibility. It's certainly there's leadership issues at both the school and district level. State policy doesn't always help to move the issues forward. And, of course, parents and the community play a huge role as well.
Sandy, a firecracker topic when talking about teachers is compensation. In the past, there's always been good compensation, very generous benefits and retirement programs. And here in the state, a lot of people are disengaged from using tax dollars to pay retirement benefits, health benefits that aren't along the same line, that aren't equal with the private sector. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, traditionally what's happened in teacher compensation is two things. The first is we put teachers into this very lockstep salary schedule that you don't see in other professions where people are evaluated and compensated as individuals, and teachers we treat as a group and treat everybody interchangeably based on their level of education and years of experience, whether or not they are very successful at what they do or not. And what's gone hand in hand with that salary schedule is what you just described. We've backloaded all these benefits, paid teachers lower salaries, because we haven't differentiated who's really getting the job done, who's taking on extra responsibilities. We pay everybody the same, and instead we offer these backloaded retirement benefits, which are very, very costly, and in a way kick the can down the road because you pay those obligations much later. And of course now we're seeing with all these unfunded systems that we can't kick the can much farther. We have an unsustainable system.
In a story written by Ron French in the Detroit News, he quotes you as saying, there's two things that need to be done for us to improve. New development, new ways to find variables in the role of student achievement, make sure these teachers are adhering to that, and you have to measure progress in increments.
Yeah, you know, we can't, again, we can't look at a single measure as telling the whole story about any particular child, and we certainly wouldn't look at a single measure to tell the story about any particular teacher. We definitely need to look at multiple measures. And of course, on the development side, you know, we need to use our teacher evaluation systems to identify teachers' strengths and areas that they need to develop and make sure that we're giving them that targeted support so that they can continue to develop their skills. That's pretty common practice. In any profession, that ongoing development. And in teaching, there's a lot of professional development, but it usually isn't tied to identified strengths and weaknesses.
Sandy, before I let you go, if people want to learn more about the National Council on Teacher Quality, where can they go?
Yeah, please go to our website, which is www.nctq.org.
Sandy, enjoyed the conversation. Fascinating topic. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Have a good day.